You began your professional career in the mid-1970s alongside people like Victoria Wood, Lenny Henry and Billy Connolly. Researching this period, I find it very interesting. How do you think your generation bridged the gap between mainstream variety and alternative comedy?
It's a good question. I think myself, Billy Connolly, Max Boyce, Mike Harding, we came through the folk club circuit and also universities, colleges, polytechnics. And we learned how to talk to an audience rather than at them, because comedy in the 70s, well, prior to that, stand-up comedy was really just one-line jokes, you know, about silly Irishmen and mother-in-laws and whatever. And myself and Bill and Mike, we sort of started to do raconteuring, talking to people about their everyday lives, you know, what it was like to live in big cities, because obviously Billy lived in Glasgow, I lived in Birmingham, and it was a raconteur style, and it wasn't one line, it was comedy, but involved, and it was important to paint a picture with words, and it was a real difference to what comedy was, you know, stand up comedy, and I mean I was very influenced by Americans, Tom Lehrer, Shelley Berman, Bob Newhart, Bill Cosby. I mean, which you probably shouldn't admit to now. But it was a real revolution, and that was, I'm talking about late 70s. So you're talking in about 40 years ago, and comedy has changed enormously in those 40 years. You know, and comedy now is like music, because whatever you want, whatever you like, it's catered for. Whether it's pure filth or if it's you know, satire or reflections upon life, people are doing it, and you have all that choice, which you never had in the 70s.